Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you manage a WordPress site, or honestly, if you just use the internet, you really need to listen closely today. We are doing a critical deep dive into a security alert that's affecting, well, potentially millions of WordPress sites globally. The scale of this is, it's just immense.
It really is.
We're talking about a flaw in W3 Total Cache. I mean, this is one of the biggest performance plugins out there. Over 1 million active installations. When something that popular has a critical vulnerability, it creates a tectonic shift in the security landscape almost overnight.
That's a perfect way to put it. This thing is tracked as CVE-20025-9501. And the reason everyone is sounding the alarm is because of its severity. This isn't some minor bug. It's an unauthenticated command injection weakness.
Which leads directly to remote code execution, RCE.
Exactly. And RCE is, you know, it's the worst case scenario. It means an attacker doesn't just deface your site or steal some data. They get the keys to the kingdom.
They can run any code they want on your server.
Any code. It's like they just walked in and sat down at the administrator's desk, no password needed. It's a full system compromise, and that's why we need to unpack this right now.
Okay, let's get into it then. 1 million sites are using this tool for speed, and that very feature, that optimization, is what opens the door. We have to understand the core design choice that became its Achilles heel. So where exactly is this flaw hiding inside W3 Total Cache?
Well, it's not in the basic caching process. The real problem is in how the plugin handles dynamic content.
Things that have to change on a cached page, like a shopping cart or something.
Exactly. User-specific stuff. The flaw is deep inside the page caching functionality in a function called parseDynamicFunc. It's part of a class named pgCacheContentGrabber.
Okay.
And the critical mechanism, the absolute heart of the failure, is PHP's eval function.
Eval, always a suspect.
Always. I mean, for those who don't know, eval takes a string of text and just executes it as PHP code. It's powerful, but it's so dangerous because if an attacker can control any part of that string,
they can run whatever they want. So the plugin is just trying to be clever. It uses eval to process dynamic instructions it leaves for itself in special comments.
Precisely. To keep things fresh, it wraps these instructions in what it calls mfunc tags. It's basically a note to the caching engine that says, hey, when this page loads, don't just show this part, execute it. And that mfunc tag is the front door for the attacker.
So let's map out the attacker's game plan. How did they go from leaving a simple comment to completely taking over a server?
It's a pretty clean three-step process. First is what we call the initial injection. The attacker goes to the site and submits a normal WordPress comment. But inside, instead of text, they've hidden malicious PHP code, and it's all wrapped up in that special mfunc tag format.
So to a basic filter, it just looks like weird formatting.
Exactly. Then comes step two, page caching. This is key. If the site owner has page caching turned on, and why wouldn't they? It's the main feature. The page with that malicious comment gets saved. Now that mfunc instruction is baked into the cache HTML file on the server, just waiting.
And step three is the payoff.
That's the one, the execution. Every time a visitor loads that cached page, W3 Total Cache scans it for those mfunc tags to update the dynamic bits. When it finds the attacker's tag, that vulnerable parseDynamicMonk function just feeds the malicious code straight into eval. No questions asked.
Boom. RCE. Complete website takeover.
It's that fast. But what's really fascinating here is that even with this critical flaw, it's not a free-for-all. The sources we looked at are clear that an attack is not automatic. An attacker needs three very specific conditions to all line up perfectly.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah.
Because these prerequisites are what separate the vulnerable sites from the accidentally safe ones. So what are they? What are these three conditions?
The first one is the biggest hurdle for the attacker. It's called the W3TC Dynamic Security Constant Requirement.
Okay, that sounds important.
It is. It's supposed to be this unique secret security string that you define in your WordPress config file, the wp-config.php. It acts like a secret handshake. The attacker absolutely has to know this exact string to craft payload that the plugin will even look at.
So if your constant is strong and secret, the attacker is just guessing in the dark. But how would they get it? That seems like the whole game right there.
Well, often they don't have to guess. They just exploit bad habits. You see sites where the admin never changed it from a weak default, or they use something obvious.
Like a site's name or something.
Right. Or worse, maybe a server misconfiguration exposes the config file, or another smaller vulnerability lets them read environment variables. They find the constant, and that massive barrier just evaporates. Condition number two is much simpler. Comment functionality must be enabled and open to the public.
Makes sense. They need a way to get the malicious code in.
Yep. If you make people log in to comment, or if you just turn comments off entirely, the attack surface shrinks dramatically. The average attacker is stopped cold.
And the third one must be tied to the plugin's main job.
That's right. Condition three is just that the page cache feature must be active. If you installed the plugin, but you're only using it for, say, database caching and haven't actually turned on the main page cache module, then that whole vulnerable piece of code with the eval function, it never even runs.
So the defense by not using the feature.
It is. So you can see it's this perfect storm, right? A design flaw in the code combined with a specific set of administrative choices. Running page cache, allowing public comments, and critically, not securing that dynamic security constant properly.
Okay. So for the site owner listening right now who just realized they're running a vulnerable version, what does this really mean? Let's talk about the real world impact, because RCE is just total chaos.
Oh, it's devastating. And it happens on multiple fronts. First, the obvious one, complete website takeover. They can change your content, redirect your traffic to a scam site, delete your entire database. It's their playground. Then you've got the data breach angle. With RCE, they can read your config files, access the database directly. We're talking customer data, user passwords, payment info, everything. It becomes a legal and compliance nightmare instantly.
And these compromised sites are never just left alone, are they? They're immediately turned into weapons.
Absolutely. Your site becomes a tool for cybercrime. It starts distributing malware to your own visitors.
Oh, man.
And we see SEO poisoning all the time. The attackers inject thousands of hidden spam links. Your Google ranking gets obliterated. Your site's reputation is just gone.
And the really scary part is that they don't just smash and grab. They build a backdoor to stay.
That's the most insidious part, the persistent backdoors. RCE lets them install hidden web shells or other tools. So even if you patch the W3 total cache vulnerability, they still have a way in. Cleaning up is often way harder than just patching.
Given that, the immediate action seems crystal clear.
It is.
You have to update the plugin right now.
That is the single most critical thing you can do. The developers have released a patched version. Go to your WordPress dashboard and update W3 Total Cache to the latest version. Now.
Don't wait for a maintenance window.
No. The risk of waiting is far, far greater than any minor incompatibility you might run into. Just do it.
But what if, for some crazy reason, you absolutely cannot update immediately?
Yeah.
Are there any temporary fixes?
Yeah, in the real world, things can be complicated. So if an update is truly impossible for the next few hours, you have a few mitigation options. First, you can disable page caching entirely.
Your site will slow down.
It will slow down, maybe a lot, but it cuts off the attack vector for this specific CVE. Second, you have to restrict comment access immediately. Change your settings so users have to be logged in to comment.
That closes the public injection point.
It does. And finally, you should be manually, obsessively monitoring all new comments for anything that looks like code or weird formatting and just delete it on site.
Okay, so beyond the immediate panic and patching, this whole incident is a huge teachable moment for long-term security. What posture shifts does this vulnerability really highlight?
It's a giant flashing red sign for configuration hardening. We have to talk about that W3TCD dynamic security constant again. The fact that an attacker needs it means we have to treat it like a crown jewel.
It can't just be password 123.
No, it needs to be a long, truly random string. 64 characters, letters, numbers, symbols, something nobody could ever guess. You should be auditing and changing it regularly.
This also screams for a better defense strategy overall.
Absolutely. This is the poster child for a layered defense. Specifically, a web application firewall, a WEF, a good WAF sits in front of your website and it can spot the patterns of a command injection attack. It would see that malicious mimfunk tag coming in and block the request before it ever even reaches the plugin.
So the WAF's like a bouncer that knows what trouble looks like. That brings us to just better security habits in general.
It does. Vigilant plugin selection and maintenance. I mean, this proves that popularity doesn't equal security. You have to check a developer's reputation, see how often they update, and get rid of plugins that aren't supported anymore. Routine maintenance isn't a chore, it's survival.
So it's about building a defense in-depth strategy.
Exactly. Assume a flaw will be found eventually. So you need multiple things to stop an attacker. Strong password policies, two-factor authentication, regular off-site backups, and the principle of least privilege for all your user accounts.
Now, there's a crucial catch here that I think a lot of people might miss. Let's say you were compromised, and then you updated the plugin. Are you safe? Does updating remove the malware?
That's a huge point, and the answer is an unequivocal no.
Right.
Updating the plugin only closes the door. It locks it for the future. But if the attacker already got inside and left malware or a back door, those files are still there.
So the patch stops the bleeding, but it doesn't clean the wound.
That's the perfect analogy. Post-compromise cleanup is a totally separate, very difficult process. It involves deep scans, malware removal tools, and honestly, the safest route is often restoring from a clean backup that you know was taken before you were hacked.
It really shows the difference between prevention and cure. And the cure is painful.
Incredibly painful. Look, this vulnerability shows just how complex web security is. A huge popular plugin uses a dangerous function like EVOL because it needs it for performance. Mm-hmm. That trade-off creates a fragile system that requires perfection from administrators to keep it safe.
Absolutely. So let's wrap up with the core message. First, patch W3 Total Cache immediately.
No delay.
Second, go review and strengthen your W3TC Dynamic Security Constant right now. Make it impossible to guess.
Please do that today.
And finally, let's leave you with this provocative thought. We learned that this exploit needs a perfect storm to work. The attacker needs to know a secret constant. Comments need to be on, and page caching has to be active. So the question is, how often do we, as site owners, kind of subconsciously rely on that complexity, on the idea that a perfect storm is unlikely, instead of just making sure our software is fundamentally secure and patched? Use this as a reason to go audit your own site's constants and comment settings today. Don't assume that complexity is the same thing as security. Thanks for diving deep with us. We'll see you next time.